This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, April 25th. God's word to you today is blessed. Our scripture reading is taken from Deuteronomy 28, verses 3 to 5, and it says, "And your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit baskets and breadboards will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed." A Christian that is not a part of or a member of a local church is an orphan. You cannot be in Christ and be apart from his body. Can your finger exist outside of your body? You cannot divorce Christ from his body. You cannot claim to be a part of Christ but refuse to have anything to do with his body. It does not work like that. The body is not perfect, but the body is the body. God always relates to a local church, to the body of Christ. The church is not a person. The church is an assembly, an ecclesia of people under the governance of Christ. I want to encourage you to get into Ephesians 1 verse 2 in your personal Bible study, your PBS, and collaborative Bible study, your CBS. Collaborate. Find people in the church. You do not have to meet in a physical location. With the aid of technology, you can do Bible study virtually via instant messaging groups. Take Ephesians 1 verse 2 and just chew on it. I pray that the Holy Spirit will give you insight in Jesus' name. Ephesians 1 verse 3 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places." Again, I want to encourage you to take this also to your PBS and CBS and chew on it. I will just point out a few things to get us started. God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Blessed us means it is past tense, right? It means you have been blessed already. You need to get this. You are not trying or making an effort to be blessed. You are blessed already. What has he blessed us with? With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Everything you see on earth has to be created from the supernatural. In other words, the supernatural controls the physical. If you're going to experience an open door in the physical, you have to first open the door in the spiritual. God is saying he has blessed you with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus, but they are in the heavenly places. We are blessed, past tense, before the foundation of the earth. But these blessings are in heavenly places. Where are you living? On earth? And by the time you get to heaven, the blessings will be irrelevant. The reason is, you do not need prayers there. Everything is perfect. This is where we need the blessings. What do you do when you're in a location, but your resources are not in that location? You transfer it from the spiritual to the physical. Let us pray. Father, I bless you who has blessed me with every spiritual blessing. Today, I command an ingathering from the spiritual to the physical. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.